98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East. This is the Best Mix in the Morning Show. It's your Coast Social Network on the air, and it's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Monday morning, we talk with our friends at Cornerstone Alliance. And Jessica Boyd, as well as Kyle Smith, are joining us from Cornerstone Alliance this morning. We also have a special guest that we'll talk about here in just a second, talk to as well about their experience moving here to Michigan. And I don't want to give it all away. So, Jessica, what do we got going on today?
Good morning. Yes, thank you. This week we are celebrating the 1-year anniversary of the launch of the Move to Michigan program, which happened in October of 2020. And if you're unfamiliar with the Move to Michigan program, it is a program incentivizing remote workers to move to Southwest Michigan. And it's a nationwide program. Initially got interest coast to coast. And this program has benefits to the state of Michigan for many reasons. One being increasing local spending, increasing the population, enrolling kids in schools, and so much more. So as you said, we have a few guests on with us today. Julie Quick, she is a participant in the Move to Michigan program. So we'll hear from her, her experience in the program and how it's been for her since moving here, as well as Kyle Smith. He's the community immersion specialist, and I'll hand it over to him to go over the program details as well as some of the numbers that we've seen throughout the year.
Thank you, Jessica, and thank you, Zach, for having us on again. You know, it's hard to believe that we're approaching the one-year anniversary of the Move to Michigan launch. It's been a busy year with a lot of positives, and we're happy with where the program is at. Although it may have maybe taken a little bit longer than we anticipated to get everyone moved here, you know, we're optimistic about hitting our goals. You know, the program has drawn a great amount of interest and not only the number of applications received, but it's also drawn tremendous amount of press to Southwest Michigan from the local, state, and national media in the past year. So that's something we are very, very excited about. Yeah, just for a quick update on the program. So at the first of the year, we offered our first round of the Move to Michigan incentive to 23 recipients. Of those 23, we've had four of those who have made their move to Michigan. And, you know, we're extremely excited to have them as part of our community. And Julie, as we've already mentioned, is one of those. And we're thrilled to have her on today to share a little bit about her move to Michigan story. As we all know, the housing market has created a little bit of a hurdle for us this year. You know, it's been something that we've had to navigate and be flexible with. But the market seems to be loosening a bit. And so the remaining recipients are continuing to place offers on homes. They're visiting the area frequently. You know, they're looking at houses. They're already getting acclimated to the community by visiting local restaurants, shops, parks, beaches, checking out schools while they're here. So we hope to have the rest of them move to Michigan in the very near future. And then the one last thing I did want to share real quick as it relates to the amount of interest we've had. You know, when we rolled out Move to Michigan, you know, we were certainly hopeful that we'd see a great response. But you never know until it gets going. But the good news is, since we launched Move to Michigan, we've had over 3,000 people share their interest in relocating to Southwest Michigan. And I don't see that interest going away anytime soon. In fact, just this morning, I checked the numbers, and since August 1st, so in roughly the past 2.5 months, we've had nearly 650 additional online interest forms submitted. 100 of those have come in just the last 30 days. So that is a great, great sign for us. It's something that we should all be excited about, that Southwest Michigan continues to be a desirable area for those looking to relocate and move. You know, as all of us on this call know and that are listening, you know, this is a great place to live, work, and play. And you know, it's good to know that, you know, there are a lot of people outside this area that are aware of that as well. And you know, we want to do everything that we can to continue to attract those people permanently to Berrien County. And the Move to Michigan incentive is just a small part of that.
So Julie, who is our special guest this morning here, did take advantage of that Move to Michigan offer and the incentives that are within. And you successfully found a house among all of the market tightening that did happen here. And we're glad for it. So, you know, tell us what really attracted you here in utilizing this program and getting to Southwest Michigan to move your life here and do your remote work in a place that's probably a lot more beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. Well, actually, I had been thinking about moving to Southwest Michigan for the last couple years. We were just waiting for the right time. And It was perfect timing when I found out about this program. Our kids were going through some major milestones, so we were finally in a position to make a move like this. So I applied for it, and I was thrilled that I was chosen to be part of it. But we have been familiar with Southwest Michigan, being from the Chicago area. You know, we've taken advantage of day trips to the beaches. You know, we've always traveled through and camped in the parks with our kids over the years. We have friends with cottages around here. So we already were somewhat familiar with the area. I'm from the Detroit area, actually, originally. So I've always driven through the area to see my family. So this was an opportunity to be closer to my family in Detroit. My daughter goes to school in Northern Michigan, and we're still so close to our kids who are in the Chicago area. So it's really like a great central location for us. Another thing that it's just, you know, it's like a refuge for us, you know, coming from the city and all the times that we've come to Michigan, like crossing that welcome to Pierre, Michigan sign, like was just like a relief. It was weight lifted off my shoulders and feeling, you know, the stress of the city behind. And we really just wanted that for our everyday life. So that was our dream. And now it's like come true. It's crazy. We've been here 2 months now. And every day, my boyfriend Gary and I look at each other. We'll just go to a grocery store and everyone is so incredibly over the top nice. And we're like, we can't believe we're here. It's like, you know, it's as friendly and nice as we had dreamed of. So but the process itself was amazing. Kyle was great with checking in with me and with the crazy housing market. You know, he was really flexible with our timing because, as I said, we had some kids going through graduations, and then, you know, finding a house took a little bit longer than we thought. But we had amazing guidance with Chris Smith, our real estate broker with Wright Properties. I can't say enough good things about our experience with him. He was patient, he was energetic, and, you know, offered us so much more information about the local area than just the real estate market. So, it was crazy. We didn't, you know, we lost a couple houses, but the one we ended up with is really the perfect one for us. And we couldn't be more thrilled with the location. We're just like 3 houses away from Lake Michigan, which is not something we could ever afford in the Chicago area. Like, it's just what you can get for your money here is just over the top crazy. And the first day we moved in, all of our neighbors were giving us brownies and introducing themselves. We're like, what? You know, couldn't get friendly, any more friendlier than that. So, I mean, I know this sounds like a picture perfect description, but it really has been for us. And everyone we've worked with through the purchase, you know, process, Shannon Murphy, you know, she was at United Federal Credit Union, was awesome. And then the whole process of purchasing, you know, in this day and age, you can do it all online. So that eliminated us having to make the trip from Chicago to St. Joseph so much through that process. So, you know, all the contracts and, you know, offerings and everything were all done remotely. So that was made the process really smooth and, you know, easy to deal with.
Well, Julie, I appreciate your story very much, as does Kyle and Jessica, I'm sure. And one last quick piece here, Kyle, if folks do want to still possibly, you know, send this information to somebody they know who's not in Southwest Michigan to apply for this program, where do they go?
Yeah. And like I said, keep in mind, you know, the guidelines for being eligible, the biggest ones are, you know, you cannot be a current Michigan resident, and you have to prove that you work remotely full time for a company outside of Southwest Michigan. So if you do those two things, you're eligible off the front, and they can always go to movetomichigan.org. If they scroll down to the very bottom, there's an area where they can put in their name and contact info and submit that interest form.
Fantastic. Thanks very much to Kyle and Jessica from Cornerstone Alliance and to Julie for her story here of moving to Michigan. It's all part of the Coast Social Network here with Cornerstone Alliance. And it's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.